what you call that?
Taking the germs off of it.
Yeah, but you know, we used to do this to clothes too, the sucking and wash of clothes. What was that called?
Sucking and washing of clothes?
Yeah, when you...
You take clothes, back in those days, they take a, put the clothes in the pot, boil them, then take a, I'd put them on the block and beat them, then they'd wash them, and they had some, what they put in the water, bluing, you see.
And what kind of water was that?
The bluing water, make them white, see.
Yeah, but what kind of, the bluing water was the what kind of water?
Just plain water, but they put their bluing in the water.
But the second water, what I'm trying to get at.
Ranchy water.
All right. Now, what do you call a cloth or a rag that you use in washing dishes?
Dish rag.
What do you call a cloth or rag that you use in drying dishes?
Drying cloth.
Okay. What do you call a small square of terry cloth that you use to wash your face with?
Well, I call that a face rag, then another one you call it a bath, take a bath with it.
Do you use a different one?
Yeah.
One for your face and one for taking a bath?
Yeah.
You kind of like my son. He uses one for every part of his body. All right, after bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
You have a towel.
Okay.
Sometimes you didn't have a towel back in the day. You think how you take a rag or somebody, your mama, sheet by the water, you tear the sheet, you didn't hear your drying rag.
What do you turn on the water pipe of the in the kitchen sink? What do you turn on? The
water?
What is that?
Faucet.
Okay. It was so cold last night, fill in these blanks. It was so cold last night that the water pipes
froze.
And after they froze?
Couldn't get no water. They thaw them out.
If they don't thaw out, if they do something else?
Bust.
All right. If you stick a pin in a balloon, what will it do?
Go flat.
If it pops, what you call that?
I said pop the balloon, all I know.
Okay, people used to buy flour in a large thing that they called what? For flour, large.
What do you mean? A flour? You mean a flour or a flour you cook with?
Flour you cook with.
Flour. Why they had a 55 bag of flour?
When they got bigger than the bags, what was that called?
100-pound bag of flour.
But it got bigger than 100 pounds. It's a great big old thing. What you remember?
Barrel of flour.
What was that?
Barrel.
All right. What did molasses used to come in when you used to buy it in a fairly large quantity?
Come in a gallon jug, can.
All right. Have you ever used the term lard?
Yeah, lard.
What is lard? You know what lard is used for?
Well, lard is used to fry with and put it in the flour when you make biscuits, cornbread.
Okay.
But now they don't have, you hear all here, tell a lot, you hear tell a cooking all.
They scared of it. Why they scared of it?
Well, that's, yeah, I don't know, new day, I guess.
What do you use when you pour water in a boil or pour gasoline in a car? When you don't have a, when you don't go to the gas station, like, what do you use?
You use phone.
All right. What do you use to urge your horses to go faster when you are riding in a buggy?
Whip.
All right. If you bought fruit at the store, the grocer would put them in a what?
A bag.
Okay. What kind of bag is used?
Well, I used to use a paper bag, but now I use plastic bag.
Have you ever heard the word poke?
Poke.
For a bag?
Yeah.
Okay. How was a fairly large quantity of sugar packaged? What about 50 pounds?
Yeah, 50 pounds, 5 pounds, 2 pounds, 100 pounds.
What do we call it? 50 pounds what?
50 pounds of sugar.
Okay. Have you ever used your word sack? Have you ever heard the term sack used?
Yeah. Sack up food, sack up peanuts, sack up apples.